Can I make a confession? It's my deepest, darkest secret. A detail I've feared reveals more about my character than any accomplishment I've had since. I failed the fifth grade. Oh, sure, you could blame it on my parents' divorce and the fact that my mom and I moved around so much. I changed schools twice during fourth grade alone. My early education is like Swiss cheese. But no, I can't let myself off the hook so easily. I emblazon my chest with a scarlet letter F. I'll never forget the day I found out. My mom was on the phone with the school. I danced around her chair. What? 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 She hung up with a look of dread. Apparently, I had not done well on a certain portion of the entrance exam. I fell to the floor when she told me. I was very dramatic, very Scarlett O'Hara. I kicked and shouted at the air, wrestling an invisible foe. Everyone would know. That was the worst part, especially the sixth graders who expected me to be a part of their class. Instead, I would show up on the first day as a fifth grader. If I'd had the option, I would have vanished from the earth right then, obliterated myself from the planet. Even today, more than 20 years later, I get a knot in my throat when I think about it. It haunted me for years. Even when I changed schools and no one knew of my failure, I continued to feel a shame so pronounced I would have nothing to do with the class above me. And yet this failure also built a fire under me. It made me want to prove that test wrong. I was not a dummy. It might even be the main reason I went on to graduate Phi Beta Kappa from college, to earn not one, but two master's degrees. I had something to prove to the world, yes, but to myself most of all. I didn't want my failure to define me. I wanted to bust out of whatever limitations that blip of fate threatened to impose. We all have them, massive or tiny, the painful experiences that make us who we are, actually, that make us better than who we are or were. The little detail that reminds us and everyone else it hasn't been all cake and roses. We've walked through fire. In that way, the worst thing that's ever happened to each of us can also be the best, a gaping wound and a badge of honor. Today I wear my failure with a mix of embarrassment and pride. And just owning up to it helps weight the pride side. I'm starting to think we should shout our humiliations from the rooftops and see if we can't rid ourselves of the shame completely. So here it goes. I failed the fifth grade! I feel better now. Thank you.